The following program is rated TV-MALV. It contains strong language and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Comrades, welcome back to my podcast.
Okay, the next installment of the Alex Jones and the artist formerly known as Kanye West saga. The latest development occurred in Dallas, Texas. I guess Alex was zooming in from the ATX, conferring with one Steven Crowder up in Dallas. These guys are giving a bad name to Texans, man. To Texas Neanderthals. Anyway. From the NewYorkPost.com. Even Alex Jones disgusted by Kanye West homoerotic Hitler fetish. By Lee Brown. Even conspiracy theorist Alex Jones is disgusted by Kanye West's vile declarations of love for Nazis, admitting he was shocked by his homoerotic Adolf Hitler fetish. The InfoWars host recently ordered to pay nearly $1.5 billion for calling the Sandy Hook School massacre a hoax, says he feels like he was sucked into a giant publicity stunt when the Gimp mask-wearing rapper, now known as Yee, appeared on the show last week. He said, "I love Hitler. I think he had an orgasm over there," Jones, 48, told YouTuber Steven Crowder of the fallen fashion mogul's most troubling confession. "There's a real creepy factor with this Hitler stuff," Jones said, citing similar confessions from alt-right figures such as Richard Spencer, as well as Yee's Holocaust-denying advisor, Nick Fuentes. Juicy. It's like some homoerotic thing over Hitler. There's this Hitler fetish. No, I'm not into dudes in fancy peacock military uniforms that, by the way, got 22 million Germans killed, he said. Saying he was basically half German himself, Jones said that the biggest killer of Germans in history is Hitler. Hitler was a disaster. Hitler was an occultist. Hitler was a pedophile. Hitler was horrible. Screw Hitler. Burn in hell, Hitler. He ranted angrily. "I hate Hitler. So burn in hell, Hitler," Jones yelled at one point, leaving Crowder to quip to the host that the host was my yay right now. "You my yay right now, baby. You racist."
Heil Hitler.
Heil Hitler.
Come on, man.
Jones said he wants to interview the rapper about the evil of his distorted views, which included him saying that the Holocaust is not what happened when Ye is not as manic. Still, he stressed, I don't think he's mentally ill. I think he's enjoying himself. Jones said he'd invited Ye onto a show to show his deeper side and discuss the issues he wants to fight for in his much-touted plan to run for the White House in 2024. There's a picture of Alex yelling at the camera and Stephen smiling. Oh, what a time to be alive. He thought Ye was joking when he arrived in a gimp mask, which he said was really creepy in person, before feeling like he was being used for a giant trolling operation. Still, he was not expecting the rapper to repeatedly discuss his love of Nazis and Hitler, even after his shocking vow to go DEFCON 3 on business people and his backing of Fuentes, who sat in on the interview with them. Seriously, I didn't know that Nick Fuentes was really a Nazi lover, Jones said, calling him Baby Hitler. I've had him on over the years 3 or 4 times, and he'd be like, no, I'm not a Nazi. I just care about white people's rights. So I think this whole thing was a real coming out, wink, wink, he said. Jones said he was upset because Nick says a lot of stuff, a lot of really good stuff I agree with. But once I heard him endorse it, that he thinks Hitler's great, I lost a lot of respect for him, he said, while saying he would still interview him in the future because I believe in the First Amendment. As for his Ye interview, Jones admitted, I can't bring myself to watch it again. I can't stand to watch it. Oh, come on, Alex. Come on, Alex Jones Steinberg. You know, come on, Bill Hicks. You Mossad agent, you. I saw an excellent meme where they took a picture of Alex during the interview where he was like staring down at the staring blankly at the desk in front of him, and during the interview, obviously, and this someone made a meme where they took like the imposed figures on it, you know, where like that moment where he's weighing the cost of a lawsuit versus the cost of all the publicity that's going to come from it, you know. That's what happened. Who knows, you know, other than a lot of discussion about it, not everywhere, but it's kicked up a different dynamic in the cultural experience where now all of a sudden, you know, people like, you know, Ye and others are questioning the right to be able to discuss things, you know. And I was thinking about this morning when I was getting ready to record this, you know, the whole anti-Semite, you know, it's so broad anymore. It's basically, you know, it's come down to the point where we've gotten to the point where, as a, you know, a society, where as an American citizen, if you question the geopolitical policies or the foreign policies of Israel, the government, then you can be accused of being an anti-Semite. So if you're like, hey, why are you guys bombing the fuck out of the Palestinians? Their reply is, you're a Holocaust denier, a neo-Nazi, white supremacist, Hitler lover. You know, again, that's kind of in the same realm here. Like, where do you draw the line about what you can question and what you can't question and what side you can be on and still have a legitimate position without being condemned for the actions of a political group 75 years ago and all the atrocities? But as Jones mentioned, you know, however many million of people of the Jewish persuasion that were executed or taken, their lives were taken during the conflict in World War II, 22 million Germans died and at least that many Russians. So now we're talking about 40 million people from two other ethnic groups. But, you know, it's okay. You can discuss that. You can have your opinions of Hitler and you can have your opinions of Russians, but can't have any opinions of business people.
In what century are they in?
Heil Hitler!